Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. I want to welcome you to episode 357 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? Interviews are great. I love doing them, but every now and then I got to get back to my commentary, and this is going to be one of those episodes. So, Sarah Silverman, brilliant comic and very cool lady, was on The View, and she said that we have higher expectations of our comedians than we do our representatives. People have higher representation of their comedians than their representatives. Now, she was talking about, she was talking about a lot of things. They were asking her about Dave Chappelle being attacked and, you know, Chris Rock being slapped and audiences' reaction to comics, etc. But you know what? She's right. She's right. People do expect more from comedians. You know why? Because we're better people. We are better people than our, quote, representatives. What we're seeing now, it's horrible. I mean, but it's like horrible on a strange level, like to the point of it's unbelievable that people say and do these things for political gain. It's really getting difficult to understand. Now, I'll give you an example. Uncle Clarence Thomas, and when I say uncle, I don't mean it in the way we say Auntie Maxine for Maxine Waters, okay? Clarence Thomas says that the judiciary is threatened if people are unwilling to live with outcomes they don't agree with. Of course, he's referring to the leak of the Supreme Court's plan to overturn Roe v. Wade. But you know what, Clarence? Your wife conspired to overthrow the election. Do you understand that? Your wife conspired with Meadows at the White House to try to figure out how to overthrow the election. You talk about not being unwilling to live with the outcome. By the way, Clarence Thomas's wife is a white woman who's against Black Lives Matter. Think about that. What kind of judgment you got there, Clarence? Hey, Matt Gaetz. This is all of these Republicans talking about abortion. Matt Gaetz tweeted, "How many of the women rallying against overturning Roe are overeducated, underloved millennials who sadly return from protests to a lonely microwave dinner with their cats and no Bumble matches?" He said, this a sitting congressman said this about women: overeducated, underloved, sadly returning to a lonely microwave dinner with their cats. How do you, to the Republican women, how do you continue to vote for these men? That's what they think of you. What is an overeducated woman? What is that? Is that a high school diploma? Is that a bachelor's degree? Is that a advanced degree? Is that a doctorate? So are all the women who are doctors, are they all overeducated? Is Amy Handmaiden on the Supreme Court, who's helping you overthrow Roe v. Wade, is she overeducated? What does that mean? And what does it say of your opinion of women to describe them as overeducated, underloved. So if a woman is single, does that mean she is underloved? This is who these people are. Okay. This is who these people are. And Republican women are still voting for them. Are these Republican women undereducated? Is that it? Is that that demographic that they talked about supported Trump? The undereducated, I don't know how you describe it, white people in America? I don't know. Matt Gaetz, are you that insecure that you're afraid of an educated woman? Does that scare you that much? I know some highly educated women. I am impressed by every one of them. I know some brilliant women. I know some brilliant women comics. Okay. I will take one Laurie Kilmartin over 1,000 Matt Gaetzes. Okay, I will. Jennifer Kirshen is one of the smartest, funniest people I ever met. I love Jen. And Sarah Silverman, the aforementioned Sarah Silverman, yeah, it would be. She's not a doctor, but it would be a surgical take apart of her versus Matt Gaetz in anything except hating women, which he seems to be very good at. Now, I keep saying, wow, you can't go lower than that. Yeah, yeah, you can. Ohio State Representative Gene Schmidt, a Republican, wants to ban abortion in Ohio. And this is what she said. This is what she said. Rape is a difficult issue. Yeah, Gene. Yeah, I'd say so. But if a baby is created, it's human life. Whether the mother ends that pregnancy, the scars won't go away. It's a shame that happens. Yeah. Yeah, Gene. Kind of a shame that that happens. Then she says, but it's an opportunity for that woman, no matter how young or old, that child can grow up to be. Are you insane? Rape leading to pregnancy is an opportunity, no matter how young or old she is? Are you, what? Unfortunately, I know women who have been raped. I would say most of us, unfortunately, most of us do. It is a horror that I can't imagine. Yes, I know men get raped, but not to the commonplace of this. For a woman to say, to describe rape as a difficult issue and it's a shame it happened, is abhorrent. These are the people who will tell you the Taliban is evil, the word blah, blah, blah. And yet their policies are really close. Their treatment and their opinion of women is really close to they talk about no Sharia law. This is pretty close. This is women mean nothing. Women are a vessel to impregnate and carry children. And this is a woman saying that, no matter how young. And I read a thing about this, that a 12, 13-year-old girl is too young to give consent in most states, you know, too young to get married, too young to buy a drink, too young to buy a gun, too young to vote, too young for military service, too young. The list goes on and on. What about if she's raped and pregnant? Well, then we're going to force her to have the baby. What the fuck? What world are we living in? You see the jokes, you see the memes all the time. The Handmaid's Tale is moving from fiction to nonfiction. It's moving from a drama to a documentary. The opinion, the feeling that these people have toward women, and I really don't understand. Do you have women in your family? Do you have a sister, a daughter, a mother? Gene Schmidt, you're a woman. You're a woman, and to you, rape is a difficult issue. It's a shame. So you're going to tell, and I talked about this on another video I did. I read the story of this doctor about, you know, who had an 11-year-old patient that was pregnant, and they found out the family member who raped her and stuff. So, Gene Schmidt, you're going to look at the parents of an 11-year-old girl and say, yeah, it's a shame, but, you know, maybe she'll have a great baby. Maybe she'll have a LeBron James, or maybe she'll have a, I don't know. I guess with Gene Schmidt, she'd be like, maybe she'll have a Kyle Rittenhouse. I'm sure that's her idea of a fantastic child to have. This goes on and on. This is amazing to me. And here's another thing. So I've been doing these videos for Rebel HQ, which is part of the TYT network. And I don't know if you've watched any of them. You can see it on YouTube. And as a result of doing these videos, I have to watch some right-wing stuff, you know, whether it be Tucker Carlson. And congratulations, Tucker, on the New York Times saying you have the most racist program on television. It's not easy, Tucker. I know you put some work into it, so congrats, you won. Or Ted Cruz. And I recently watched this Ted Cruz video talking about Roe v. Wade. And it's so funny, interesting to see how they frame it. So what he said was the leak. He didn't say overturning Roe v. Wade. He didn't mention that. He just said the leak, because they pretend that that's what bothers him. He said the leak is so bad that the extreme left wing wants to burn down our institutions. Yeah, he said that. That the extreme left wants to burn down our institutions because they want to protect the right to choose, the right to abortion. Whereas the right literally attacked the physical institution of the Capitol, which he calls an Antifa riot. It's amazing to listen to the other side. And yeah, I'll say the other side. And don't give me that shit about both sides and being even. No, there is no even on this one. The right is unbelievable. He talked about the left wing being extremists and dangerous and crazy. Marjorie Taylor Greene, anyone? Ted, have you seen her? But it's really a separate reality. And it's a separation from reality. Make no mistake. That is a separation from reality. Ted, Ted Cruz is such a liar that Donald Trump called him Lion Ted. Think about that. How much of a liar do you have to be for Donald Trump to call you a liar? That is amazing. Now, regarding their protests and their feigned outrage. So there were protests at various houses of Supreme Court justices, including Alito, and the right wing's the Virginia Republican Party condemned the protests as an abhorrent and vile affront to the process of the highest court. Intimidation of justices and the threat of violence against them. It's no place in the Commonwealth or our country. Okay. The chair of the Virginia Republican Party, Rich Anderson, said targeting the home of a justice is wrong and these protesters should be ashamed of their actions. Okay, first of all, the neighbors of the justices, yeah, they joined the protest. The neighbors joined the protest. Why am I laughing? I'll tell you why I'm laughing. Because Justice Alito's neighbors gave wine and cheese to the reporters covering the protest. They seem to be okay with this. Yes, the neighbors actually joined the protests. They marched with the protesters. 100 protesters marched to Alito's house, and a lot of neighbors gave him a thumbs up, and a dozen neighbors joined the march. Now, regarding that, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, who's leaving tomorrow, she said judges perform an incredibly important function in our society. They must be able to do their jobs without concern for their personal safety. Okay, let me say that again. Jen Psaki tweeted, judges perform an incredibly important function in our society, and they must be able to do their jobs without concern for their personal safety. Now, some people are saying, really? Well, what about the harassment, assault, and killing of abortion clinic workers and doctors? But I'm going to take it a step farther, and I admire Jen Psaki to no end. Jen Psaki's leaving her job tomorrow, and one of the things she talked about in leaving her job are the threats against her and her children, threatened with violence, their lives threatened. And yeah, the Virginia Republican Party that is so outraged over the justices, they're the ones who gave out her address. Yeah, the Arlington, Virginia Republican Party circulated her address. So Jen Psaki, who again is just a good person, a fantastic person, and God bless her for getting out of government, and I hope she gets paid a fortune by MSNBC and private news. She tweets that judges must be able to do their jobs without concern for personal safety. She did her job without concern for personal safety. She had to report to the Secret Service threats made against her and her family, her little children, 6 and 8 years old, whatever they are. They're that young. They're under 10. And the Republican Party are the ones who gave out her address. These cowardly, low-life scumbags in the Republican Party who act all high and mighty and worried about these justices and protecting them gave out her home address. And there's no shortage of crazy in the Republican Party. Anything could happen to this woman and they don't care. And when I call the Republicans cowards, this is why. This is why. And this is why Sarah Silverman is so right about comedians being better people than they are. When we say something, everything I'm saying now, this is Alonzo Bowden speaking on my podcast, okay? I'm giving you my opinion, my feelings. I'm standing behind what I'm saying. Sean Hannity. Sean, you know Sean Hannity from Fox News, Trump's buddy. Sean Hannity said, yes, I'm a member of the press. I'm on Fox News Channel, which is a news channel, but I don't claim to be a journalist. I claim to be a talk show host. You cowardly piece of shit. Stand behind what you say. You are a news anchor. That is your job. You sit there every night and anchor the news on Fox. And when you're held to a standard for what you say because you've been texting with Mark Meadows about overturning the election, and because you were campaigning for Trump, which you're not supposed to do because you're a news guy, a host, an anchor, you come out and say, no, don't hold me accountable for what I say. I'm a talk show host. You're a bitch. That's what you are. You deserve no respect. You deserve zero respect. Matter of fact, I'm not even going to call you a bitch because you're an embarrassment to bitches. You deserve no respect. Stand up for what you say. If you're going to say it, stand behind it. All right? Put your name on it. Isn't that what they say? Put your name on it. I'm not a journalist. I'm a talk show host. What a coward. You're a coward is what you are. And to the Republican Party, I call you out. And in disgust on your hatred of women, on your belittling of women, on your opinion of women is as low as people's opinion should be of your party. We should look at the Republican Party as low as you look at women. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. Sorry. Didn't mean to get that heavy in the pod. I'll stop now. Let's move to some fun shit. Have you flown lately? I will say it again. I will say it over and over again. We know the pandemic's over. We know, by the way, the pandemic's not over. Like, we're okay, but we're still not cough on me in public okay. Have you been anywhere public where someone coughs and you just kind of turn your head like, hey, what the hell you doing? We ain't that far out. Airline service is horrible again. Led by American Airlines, canceling flights, delaying flights. Screw you. We don't care. We got your money. Blah, blah, blah. So they're trying to explain why flying is so crappy, why flying sucks. And they're saying, well, we can't get enough employees. We don't have the pilots and the flight crews. Do you know why? Because they laid them off. That's right. They got rid of the pilots. They got rid of the flight crews. Why? Because it's all about the stock price, and it's the most short-sighted thing you can imagine. So what they did was they did buybacks. What a buyback is corporations buy back their own stock. It lowers the number of shares on the market, which increases the value of each share. It is a way to artificially inflate the stock price. Obviously, if you're an executive at a company and you get stock options, this puts money in your pocket. And that's what they did. They spent billions of dollars buying back stock. Why? Because they got billions of dollars in the bailout. They got billions of dollars in the government assistance. By the way, these are the same people who hate helping student loans, right? they were okay with this. They got billions of dollars in government assistance during the pandemic, supposedly to pay their employees and keep employees. They didn't. They laid off the employees. They bought back their stock. They inflated the stock price. They all made money. And now they're saying they don't have employees. Why? Because you can't just jump in and fly a plane. You got to periodically be tested and certified. You have to learn the new aircraft and whatever other training flight crews have. They basically don't have enough. And what else are they doing? Just like every other business, they're trying to hire foreign pilots. Why? Because they can pay them less. So what their idea was, let's get rid of our experienced pilots, get rid of these old veterans that we have to pay a ton of money to. We're going to bring in foreign pilots. We're going to pay them low and start them at the bottom. This is what the airlines are doing. That is why your flight's delayed. That's why your flight's been canceled. That is the problem. Gross mismanagement. Who overlooks it? No one. They are not held accountable to anyone but their shareholders, who are quite happy because they bought back the stock and now airlines are making money again because we have no choice and we want to travel. That would be the good news. I just threw that in because that we have no employees bullshit always bothers me. You know what? Bullshit bothers me. Part of being a comic, we're not good with bullshit. I think that's another reason that we're kind of better than elected officials. Imagine not being better than elected officials. That'd be a better question. Who's not better than elected representative? Who's not better than Matt Gaetz? Have you ever met a person not better as a person, just as a human, than Ted Cruz? Have you met a lower human than Ted Cruz? Honestly, your constituents are freezing to death. I'm heading to Mexico. You shouldn't go to Mexico. Well, it's my daughter's fault. That's Ted Cruz. So who's, you know what, Sarah, the more I think about it, thank you for saying comedians are better than elected representatives, but that's a pretty low bar. I think they even, at one point, they dropped below used car salesmen. Okay, we're talking about the, you know, the lying used car salesman in the flashy sport coat who's got bullshit answers. And that's another business is getting cleaned up because the internet's letting out the truth about real car prices and all. But forget about that. Who's lower? That's your homework for the week, kids. Who's lower? Who do we hold in a lower opinion than elected officials? Now, I get it. There are some who are good. There are some who are good. And there are some who go in with good intentions and get corrupted by the system. But then there are many who are garbage from the start. Ted Cruz, Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert. Those are all right wingers. Yeah, you notice that? You know, crooked on the left. The left has a problem with showing their dicks to people. And that's a big problem on the left. Cuomo and others in the sexual harassment arena. Wiener. And, you know, that's their problem. But the Republicans, they're just bad people. I don't know. See, which is worse? Which is worse? Huh? I don't know. And that's your homework. You figure out. Go ahead and post it on Twitter, at Alonzo Bowden. All right? I'm putting a question out there. This is your homework, people. You can post it in the comments on YouTube. This is your homework. Who's lower than elected officials? Thank you, Sarah. We are held to a higher standard, but so is everybody. Maybe not Sean Hannity, because, you know, he's just a talk show host. Who's paying attention? You are, and I appreciate it. This Saturday, I will be at the Nightcap Comedy Club in Burbank. It's a small club off Burbank Boulevard. I love it. I'm going to be working new material working with Rachel D and Maranzio Vance, two brilliant comics that I love working with. Next week, I'm headed to the Potawatomi Casino in Milwaukee, which should be good. Then, yeah, that's what's going on now. Then I'm going to go to London. I'm going to tape a show. And then in June, we're starting the Wait comedy tour. So a lot of great things happening. A lot of things coming up. I so appreciate you guys. And you know what? Each and every one of you listening is a better person than our elected officials. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.